Wednesday night, lovely evening. It's quite mild, 20 degrees, I'd say. Sat outside in Booney's back garden with a rattan. Just one thing that's catching our ears and our eyes, though, pal.
The constant buzz of the bumblebee. I've got a bumblebee nest in a air brick in the bottom of the house. And I'm quite happy to sort of let them carry on. And it's upsetting you quite a bit.
What you've done in your wisdom, you've put your new rattan furniture, which I think was it rescued from the Olympic Village?
It was, yeah.
That's for another day. Yes. But you've put that directly over an air brick, which has, I'm not exaggerating here, a bee coming in or out every 20 seconds.
It's not going to stay here. I bought the furniture. It's a long-term investment to go on the new deck in, which will probably be up in 2018.
You're not investing in gold or minerals, you're investing in rattan.
Well, you know, they might run out. It was a bargain. I got negotiated and got four chairs and a nice round table for £330.
I tried to help you with the bees by putting a tile over the air brick, but there's just enough room for them to still get in and out. And you're a bit loathsome to do anything to prevent the bees getting in and out because you feel a little bit at one with nature, don't you?
Well, A, there's the bees that are in there that you're going to kill completely. And then there's the other bees that are going to be suicidal and on the warpath with us because you're going to block off getting them in.
Why are you so in the corner of the bees rather than the humans sitting on the rattan?
I like to think I'm a humanitarian, apart from mice and rats, which I can't stand. And I rang the council. They don't do anything about it. And technically, you're not allowed to kill bees. And there's a bumblebee crisis in the world. And we can't survive without the bumblebee, Michael.
What? What's this? What's the crisis?
Well, you like to think you're man of the news. This new crisis has been going off for the last few years now, that bumblebees are in decline, and without bumblebees to pollinate everything, mankind won't exist.
To my knowledge, whoever's doing this bumblebee count I've never heard of needs to crack on down to your back garden with a clipboard, because there's hundreds here.
Well, I'm single-handedly saving the world, obviously.
One bumblebee at a time.
One bumblebee at a time. I didn't ask him to come, they just came. And now I feel like I can't really get rid of them.
So you're happy to sit on the rattan and as the fly bee 921 from Magaluf comes in to land in the air brick. You're happy for them to continue to disrupt our pleasant evenings in the back garden. The threat of a sting, maybe a reaction like Macaulay Culkin in My Girl could finish one of us off.
It could do, but unless you upset them, they're not going to sting us. They're more interested in getting the pollen back to the queen bee.
Can I block the air brick?
No, please don't.
You're happy to preserve the bees living in your house?
Look, I was told that they're not going to stay long. They'll just be here temporary, a bit like Luke Fletcher, and then they'll be off again, but with far less damage, I would imagine.